Welcome to your five for the day. Because I am a technological dinosaur, I still refer to my old address book when needing an address of an old friend or when I need to update an acquaintance's new address. Not for me, these newfangled devices where you spend more time pushing buttons than I do turning pages. The address book I have is rather like me, its owner, something of a relic. It's nearly 50 years old and unlikely to be replaced by a new one. I go through it now and again, crossing off names and addresses of friends who have died. When turning the pages and seeing names written in nearly 50 years ago, it gives me a touch of nostalgia, revives memories, sometimes reminds me of regrets, whilst for a few, it tells me how many times they have moved. A week ago, I was involved in a funeral of a friend who was 95 when she died. She was rather a unique lady for an unusual reason. She had only known one address in all of her 95 years. She had been born in her parents' home, been brought up in that house, during which time she had looked after so many different members of her family. She had been married from that home, returning to it with her husband after her brief honeymoon, and had remained there until a few days before she sadly passed away from this world into the next. She had become a Christian in her younger years. In the time that followed, she had sought to live out her Christian life in the village where she lived. She would recount her experiences of God in her life, share her gleanings from the Bible she read, mention something of her prayer life. At her funeral, it was stated that that dear old lady had only need of two addresses. The first was where she had spent those 95 years of her life on earth. The second address, where she can now be found, is heaven, her new home. 95 years seems a long time to spend living at one address. But now she is in heaven for all the endless ages of eternity, and that will make 95 years seem very short. You may have lived in one home throughout your years. On the other hand, you may have amassed quite a number of addresses. My concern and question for you today is, what will be your address when you step out of time into eternity? Jesus could talk of going to his Father's house when he left this world. He could also talk of being in paradise when forgiving the penitent thief on the cross. The Apostle Paul could refer to his destination as being present with the Lord. On another occasion, using pictorial language, Jesus referred to heaven as Abraham's bosom, a place where residents can be comforted. Whichever of these terms we favour, any of them is preferable to the dreadful alternative address that will be ours if we end life as a Christ rejecter. Jesus came to offer a welcome mat to heaven, his home. He died at the cross to enable access to that home to be available to all who trust him. He also came to provide a way to that home when he said, "I am the way." Furthermore, he indicates he is the door through which we enter his home when he said, "I am the door. By me, if any person enters in, he or she shall be saved." Of all the addresses you might have known in this life, none is as important as the address you will occupy in eternity. Why not be sure today of an eternal home in heaven, a decision you will never regret?